NFL Sunday Night Football on NBC, 8:20 kick. Packers 8-2 at the 49ers 9-1. San Francisco, lone loss a couple of weeks ago to Seattle in overtime. They got back on track last week versus the Cardinals, 36-26. The Packers' two losses are to a 5-5 Eagles team. And then the last time they were on the West Coast, just a couple of weeks ago, 26-11 to the hapless Chargers. Now, it didn't surprise me that they lost to the Eagles earlier in the year, but, you know, Mike, was it jet lag that enabled the Chargers to jump on the Packers like that? And is that going to be a problem this week?
Well, right after the game, Aaron Rodgers, you could read between the lines, it was almost direct. He basically said, we went out to L.A., we partied, didn't do the right things, and had a bad 48 hours. So I think that was maybe good for the Packers to have that lesson or that wake-up call at that particular time in the season, because they're still 8-2. They've covered 7 of their 10 games, and they just don't get the respect. Even with A-Rod at quarterback, even the handicappers or the media, they're not giving respect to the Packers. So that's a good spot. They don't have a lot of high expectations. In this game, Niners are favored by 3, some places 3.5. Total is 47.5. That total looks a little high in a game involving the Niners' defense. Quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, they do have a better chance of success against this Niner defense. They can move in the pocket. They can buy some time. And Green Bay is healthier than San Fran. Niners have a lot of key injuries. I have a small lean to the dog here, especially if it's 3.5, and a possible play on under.